just welcome
Matthew and Mikey, ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Actually, it's Matthew and Mikey and Jerome.
I go with that. You know what? Wait a minute. You don't speak till we introduce you. What's the matter with you? You've done this before.
Well, okay. I got the title. You gave me a title.
Well, yeah, no,
I'm locked in.
Listen, he just said your name. I was going to introduce you.
Please, go ahead. Let Matthew have the floor.
Okay,
please.
Thank you. Joining us now. What's your name again? Joining us now.
He's on the show.
One of the all-time greats.
Yes.
Hall of Famer. Incredible collegiate athlete. And maybe the best bowler of any professional football player that's ever lived, Jerome Bettis, the bus, is joining us now over here at St. Joseph's Hospital.
I need you to travel with me.
Anytime. I'm good.
I need that all the time.
No, you don't.
He will
drive you crazy if you travel with you.
Oh, it's so great to have you here.
Thanks,
really.
No, thanks for having me.
You know, you are an iconic figure in the world of football to all of us that love sports. Now, Mikey will tell you, and this is the truth, I'm the biggest Notre Dame fan in the world, the biggest Steeler fan in the world, right?
Okay, I got to –
Will you just let me go for a little while?
He's a Giants fan. He hates the Steelers.
I don't hate the Steelers.
You know
that's not
but
true.
The Steelers can be his AFC team.
His NFC team is the Giants.
The Steelers can be your AFC
Always
team.
Loved the Steelers. We were talking about this
before. You know, it is amazing, though, how many Steeler fans there are around this country. They have the Steeler bars, all those things. It's incredible.
It really is. I mean, everywhere I go, it doesn't matter what city I'm in, someone is always telling me, well, there's a Steeler bar right down the road where everybody watches the game. You need to go to this. Like, every city I go to, there's a bar where they're watching the Steeler game.
And waving those towels.
And waving the towels. It is just amazing the support that we get from city to city.
Now, we're going to talk. You're here to do a seminar for your spokesperson for Stryker Orthopedics, which is – this is all fantastic about joint pain. Before we get to that, what I want to ask you, since tomorrow's a pretty big day in the NFL draft, obviously. What are your memories of the day before your draft when you went into the NFL?
Oh, wow. The day before, I was in New York at the draft, so the day before was really a sightseeing day for me, going to New York, seeing the city.
Had you been to the city before?
You know what? I don't believe I had. Yeah. I think that was the first time I'd been in New York. So it was, you know, an exciting time. I got a chance to see all the different places and you know, just a couple places that were of interest. And so the New York Athletic Club, where they give the Heisman.
Yep.
So, I wanted to see that. Obviously, that I
Which you should have won,
I missed
by the
out.
Way. Yeah,
but,
I mean, you should have won
but
that.
But you still appreciate, you know, the history.
Absolutely.
Of it, right? So I wanted to see that. So it was a couple places that I wanted to see when I was there.
Do you have any inkling where you were going to be drafted?
You know what? There was some
idea. It was the Rams, right?
So it was the Rams at 10, but there was only really two teams that wanted a running back. It was either the Cardinals that were at 4 or the Rams at 10. Hmm. And once I knew the Cardinals picked the running back from Georgia, Garrison Hurst.
Mm-hmm,
once that happened, I pretty much knew I was probably going to end up in L.A. Mm-hmm. with the Rams.
And then, you know, the general manager is on this program. He does our pre- and post-game show for U.K. football, Steve Ortmeyer.
Oh, yeah.
Coach
Ortmeyer, yeah. Absolutely, I do.
And he moved here as the general manager of the St. Louis Rams when the move was made.
Yeah.
And Coach Brooks, who was here, he was there then.
Yes, Kentucky. He ended up coaching.
Yeah, here at Kentucky.
Yeah, he did.
Both of them did. Mm-hmm. There's a big connection with that
absolutely.
There. Before we get to the joint pain thing, I was kidding around. You're a big bowler. You always have been.
As a kid, I wanted to be a pro bowler and not a
– Well, you were a pro bowler.
Not in the football sense, in the bowling sense.
Now,
that was my dream.
Here's the question that Brian, one of our regular callers, wanted you to answer. Did you see where this guy just bowled a 386 seconds? Did you see this?
In 86 seconds, he bowled a 300 game.
No, I didn't see that.
Okay, but here's the deal. He had all 10 lanes. So He threw on lane number one, rolled his ball, went to lane number two. He made 12 strikes in a row, or is it 12 or 13?
Yeah.
Bowled a 300 game in 86 seconds. He did
it. It's still hard to do it in 86 seconds.
You got to look. Go to YouTube. It'll be all over there or whatever.
Oh, man, I got to look at that. Wow.
Brian wanted to know if you think that would be harder to do than you just staying at one lane and rolling a 300, because you're getting into a rhythm as you're going.
It's so much harder because each lane has a different lane condition. It's not just you know, going out there and throwing it. You've got to be familiar with each lane and its lane condition. So, you know, you're doing it without even thinking about it. You're just throwing to a spot
and
expecting the ball to react to it. But if you don't know about the lane conditions, then you got no shot.
So that is really
sometimes hard on to a do. Saturday night, do you just go bowling?
Not anymore. I used to back in the day. Not
but
anymore.
This is really cool because I'm willing to bet this will be the only show you get asked about this.
About bowling.
I'm just telling you.
Yeah, I haven't gotten that one.
That question.
And the only show I got my name added to. The
Matthew, Mikey, and Jerome.
Yeah. So I'm
actually.
That's funny. You could go Jerome and
Matthew, Mikey.
It doesn't have the same ring to it. I'm a caboose kind of guy.
He's so humble.
I'm a caboose kind of guy.
Yeah, whatever. All right. Let's talk about why you're here. You're going to be doing a seminar in just a little while with Stryker Orthopedics for joint pain. This is a whole discussion. Talk to us about
that. Yeah, you know what? And I'm just here really to kind of be the expert witness, so to speak, in terms of having played 13 years in the NFL. I know quite a bit about, you know,
about
joint pain, right? And having dealt with it and dealing with it currently. And so, you know, the idea is to let people know that you don't have to live in pain. You know, you can manage that. You go to your doctor, develop a game plan, just like a football, get a game plan to deal with the pain. And once it gets to the point where now you've exhausted all of your options, then you need to look at the next viable option in terms of a surgery that it gets your quality of life back. And I think that's what people miss so much is they say to themselves, I wish I would have done this 4 or 5 years ago, because in that time you kind of let you know, life pass you by instead of being an active participant.
Yes.
And so I think that's the goal. And that's kind of what I am here to really tell people, that, to, you know, look at all your options, but then don't stop short of getting the help that you really need.
Because the technology, Stryker, who you're a spokesperson with, is phenomenal now.
It's so much better than it was even 5 years ago.
Right.
So that, you know, you need to really look at these options, because it'll put you back in the game of life. And I think that's what's so important.
When you get up, I saw a TV show you did many years ago where it was so difficult to get up in the morning.
Yeah.
Do you still, when you get up in the morning?
Not that bad, because, you know, that was coming off of a very, very painful game. And I had a quad injury, and so I couldn't really bend my leg. So they caught me at the worst possible time coming.
Of course they did.
It was a Monday morning coming off of a tough Sunday game, and I had split my quad, so my leg wouldn't bend. I had to actually scoot down the steps.
I remember that.
Because it was that painful, because I couldn't really move. But it wasn't like that regularly, and so, you know, that was the snapshot.
You're one of the lucky ones.
Right. I'm very fortunate now that it's not to the point where it's debilitating.
Right.
You know, I'm fortunate from that regard.
I can't believe you haven't had a replacement.
It's on the horizon.
Is it?
It's on the horizon.
It'll be sometime. He's got two bad knees.
I'm just hoping that the sun doesn't come up. Keep it on the horizon.
Well, we can't thank you enough for joining us. Anytime you're anywhere near us, we'll come see you, and you can host the show. I'll get rid of him in a second. If you want to co-host the show.
Jerome gets moved, I'm moving up.
And you were asking me, next time you're in town, you got to come out and see all the racehorses.
Absolutely. Yeah. That would be fun for me.
We can fix all that up.
I'm a big fan.
And you're the best. Thanks, man.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. Jerome Bettis, everybody. We'll be right back. Matthew and Mikey on
ESPN. And Jerome.
You cut me short.
On ESPN Sports Radio.
1300.
You know I can be found sitting home all alone. If you can't.
Mary Jo Perino with your ESPN Lexington Sports Center update, brought to you by Republic Bank. It's just easier here. The sixth-ranked UK baseball team will host Xavier tonight's first pitch at 7 o'clock at the Cliff, looking to win their 20th home game of the year. Meanwhile, Cam Johnson, the sharpshooter from Pitt, who's the graduate transfer, is expected to be on campus today visiting Kentucky. Coach Cal has extended him an offer, and Johnson says UK is in his top six. You would think they are one of the favorites at this point. And former Cats Dakari Johnson and Alex Poitras were named All-NBA D-League performers this year. Dakari Johnson on the first team and Alex Poitras on the second team. Join Dan Reefer and me each and every Saturday and Sunday morning for the Dan and Mary Jo Show right here on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Play the courses the champions play. The Pete Dye and Donald Ross courses at French Lick Resort. The 2017 NCGOA National Course of the Year, our Pete Dye course hosts the first ever Senior LPGA Championship presented by Old National Bank this July. French Lick's Donald Ross course is looking good as it turns 100 this summer and hosts the Donald Ross Centennial Classic Symmetra Tour event. Book your golf vacation now at FrenchLick.com.
I'm with Austin from MLS Power Sports in Georgetown. I want to talk about their outstanding parts department. Austin, you guys keep a huge selection of parts and accessories for all brands on hand, not just Arctic Cat, right?
Yeah, we keep a little bit of everything on hand for just about any major make or model. Keep more Arctic Cat stuff in stock than we do anything. It's what we carry, but we can get anything you want.
Now, what happens if you don't have a part in stock?
We can get pretty much any part you want and get it very quickly. We can actually even ship it to your front door if you want to.
Obviously, you guys know your stuff when it comes to parts and accessories. What sets MLS Power Sports apart from the other guys?
At MLS Power Sports, we take pride in what we do. You know, we like to get out and ride these things every weekend, and you don't get that every week.
Ride victoriously!
First of all, ride victoriously.
Come on, we're going to be late.
Sorry, I can't go. I have to get my oil change. I've been putting it off for too long.
So we can go right after. The oil change will only take 10 minutes.
Are you kidding? It'll take way longer than that.
Not if you go to Exhaust Pro Speedy Lube, the home of the 10-minute speedy oil change.
Seriously, 10 minutes?
10 minutes. They have two drive-up bays at each location just for oil changes. And they won't talk you into repairs you don't need. All those guys have been there forever, so they know what they're doing. But if you do need repairs, they have a full-service garage at the same building.
Yeah, my check engine light has been coming on and off for a couple of weeks. Maybe they can help.